Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leia Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that if someone is bought on a Yevama, he's miyabim the Yevama and he's kind to her, and then afterwards he is bo, he does bia on her tzora. That's how the Rishonim say that Rashi was geiris. So if he's miyabim the tzora, which obviously she's no longer zakuka because he did yibim to the original Yevama and was kind to her, so subsequently he does bia to the tzora, there's a machloikas of Acha and Ravina. One of them says that this is an Isur Kores, and the other one says it's only an Isur Aseh. In other words, the first sheet is it is Bekores, because since there's no longer any Zika Le'yivim at all on the Tzora, so she reverts back to being an Eshes Ach, and it's Bekores. And the other sheet holds that no, that since they were Zekuka Le'yivim, both together, the Tzora and the Yevama, so therefore, even now, there's only an Isur Aseh to Miyabim on the Tzora, after having been kind of the original Yevama, and the Isur Aseh is explained by Rashi. It says, Ashelo Yivne es Beis Ochiv, Bayis Echod, Hu Koine Ve'einoi Boine Shnei Batim. So you're only allowed to Boine one house and not two, since he was Miyabim ready one, there's an Isur Aseh to Miyabim the second. The Gemara explains that the underlying dispute here is Taloi in the Machloikas of Yechon Rish Lakash that we discussed yesterday, that we had in yesterday's Daf, on Daf Yud, which over there the case is a little bit different, where the person was Choylet, his Yevama, and then afterwards was Miyabim the Tzora, or one of the brothers of Miyabim the Tzora. So the opinion of Rish Lakish was that that's an Isur Kores, because since he already mafkia the Zika with the original Chalitza to one Yevama, so now they revert back to having an Isur Eishes Ach on all the Tzoras and all the Achan, like we discussed yesterday, and there's Bekores. Rabbi Yochanan holds, however, that there's something called Shlichusa de Achan, which is Ko'ovid, which we discussed yesterday, which is to say that the person who does, and we'll talk about this more today, Mitzvah Hashem, the person who does the Chalitza in yesterday's case, or the Bias Yevam in today's case, with today's case a little different, where you did the Yibum, not a Chalitza, the first time around. So if you do the Chalitza or the Yibum, as the case may be, you're considered to be a Shliach of all the Achen for the purpose of Mitzad the Ish to do the Chalitza or the Yibum, and the Yevama is considered to be a shlucha of all the tzorois for the bia or the chalitza, as the case may be. And therefore, it's as if the yibum or the chalitza was done from all of them, from all the achen to all the tzorois. And in mele, it's chal on that the din of ashelo yivne is beis ochiv, which we Gemara said by chalitza yesterday, kevan shaloi bona shuv lo yivne, which is to say that once you chaylet shuv lo yivne, you can't be boina in the future. That's ashelo yivne, and therefore it's just a chayvi lavim to all the achen and to all the tzorois. That was yesterday with regard to the person does a chalitza, we have the loisa say, kevin shalei bona, shov lo yivne. Today it's a little different because the person actually did do a yibum, there was a kinyan yivomen, a bia that was done. So therefore, we don't have a loisa say, but we do have an assay, that's Rashi's gears in the Gemara. The assay is, bayis echad hu boine ve'ena boine shnei batim. If I hold, in other words, like Rish Lakish, then I'm going to end up saying that, except for the one Ish and the one Isha that were involved directly in yesterday's case, the Chalitza, and today's case from the Bia, except for that one Ish and one Isha, everyone else reverts back to the Isur of Chayvi Krisas Mamash of Eishes Ach. So just like in yesterday's case, after the Chalitza, they all have an Isur of Eishes Ach. And in Mele, today's case also, after the Yibn, there's also an Isur of Eishes Ach if he's going to be bore on the Tzora after his Miyabn the Yavoma. That's going to Rish Lakish. Now, Shenkin, according to Bi'echanan, we're going to say that Shluchasai the Achen Ko'avid and Shluchasai the Tzora. And a mailer, therefore, we look upon it as if all the Tzoras and all the Achim were involved in the Bia, in this case today, and the Meila, therefore, the Isra Eshesach, the Isra Chorus, doesn't revert back, and all you have is an Isra Aseh. That's what comes out of the Gemara, the Rashi has the Girsa. Tosis and the Rashba prefer the Girsa of Ibn Tam, and we'll talk a little about that, and it's Hashem, the Ibn Tam is Girsa over here, that according to the Meikil opinion in this Gemara, it won't be just Ba'aseh, but rather it will be Beloisa Aseh. In other words, the person is Miyabim is Yivama, and then they afterwards lives with the Tzora, that's going to be a lois, I say, according to Ibn Tam. And Ibn Tam's shita is that we apply, even in the case over here, where he's miyabim the first Isha, we apply the concept of kevan shaloi bono shuv lo yivne with relevance to the Tzora. Because since the Tzora wasn't Isyabemis, in other words, he sort of turned her down, he declined the opportunity to be boine the tzora. He was only bona the yavama. He made his choice, and therefore the tzora has a din of kevin shaloy bona and kevin shaloy bona shav lo yivne. That's a min tam's shita, which is agreed with by Toisus and by the Rashba, that the meikel shita over here, the goes Rabbi Yochanan, is going to hold that tzoloy say once you miyabim the first, if you go ahead and be bo on the second. There's a couple of nekudos here in the Achroinim. One is in explaining the Loshain of the Beis Yosef in Evan Ezra Simen Kufsa Machalef, which is a Shver Loshain. The Beis Yosef writes that if he's Bo or he's Choylet, so one of the Noshim, so it's going to be Nifteru Kulam, all of them lose the Zika in Gansen, they're all Potter, and therefore if he's Bo Achakach Al Tzorosa, if he has a beer afterwards with a Tzora, Havelo Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokoy Mitzvah. So she's going to be Mamish in Yisra of Eishes Ach, that Tzora, and Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokoy Mitzvah, because the Zika is gone from her. And then the Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara by us, and the Perik, the first Perik of Yivam, the Gemara brings in a Shalom Yivnes Pesachiv, Bayis, Echod Huboine, Veina Boine Shnei Batim. And that's the Loshan Beis Yosef, and the Beis Meir of Anort, there in Evna Ezer, Beis Meir says this is an extraordinary and very Shver Loshan of the Beis Yosef. Very difficult, because the Beis Yosef is correct. And the second thing that he says, he quotes our Gemara, which says that it's a Loisa say. Okay, according to Rashi, one of the cases that I say, but basically it's surely not a Yisakoros, because he's passing like Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish, and in Meila we have this far of Shluch Hasayda Achen, like we'll talk about, and in Meila, therefore, it doesn't have a din of a chorus at all. Of an Eishesach Mamish clappy when he's going to be born the Tzor later on. It's just an assay or a lav. But what, if so, what in the world is the Beis Yosef saying himself earlier, just before he quotes our Gemara? Beis Yosef says that once he's choylitz or bo miyabim on one of the Noshim, so on the Tzorah he's going to be an Eishesach Shaloi b'mokoy mitzvah, a Dover Pella. What do you mean Eishesach Shaloi b'mokoy mitzvah? That implies that it's a chorus Mamish of an Eishesach, which means it's a chivik chayvik krisis, which that's the opinion of Rish Lakish, which is an Apaskin like. Beis Yosef himself doesn't call like Rish Lakish. In the very next line of the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Gemara by Yisachar Ubayna and Eina Bayna Shnei Batan. So, what in the world is the Beis Yosef referring to this din that he has Klapi the Tzara as an Eish Asash Leib Mokam Mitzvah? The Beis Yosef says on this, the Beis Meir says a Yosoid here to explain the Beis Yosef, a big Yosoid, and it goes like this. He says that the Beis Yosef understood that this that the Gemara says in Rav Yochanan Shita, that after he's Choylet from Yabim, the first Isha, so now the second one is going to be a Lois Asay, it's going to be an Asay, depending on the case and the gears that you have. He says that is not a new Asay or a new Lois Asay, rather, what it is a modified and reduced version of the Etzem Iker Din of Eishes Ach. So says Eishes Ach is an Ervo. Normally it's a Chayvei Krisis, to live with one's brother's wife. And that would usually be a Chorus, Mamish, and an Ervo. If you have the scenario that's sort of right in our Gemara, in which they both were Neuflois Liyibim originally, and he was Miyabim or Choylus the first one, and now this is the second one, that was Shlichus Sayyid. So granted that the Isser of Eishes Ach does not come back before Bechol Tokfoy, we don't call like Rosh Lakish, and we don't say the Isser Chorus comes back Klapi the Tzora. But we will say that the Isser Eishes Ach comes back in a reduced form. It's the original Isser. It just comes back in a more reduced form. So though it's not Bechorus, it has the level of a Lois Haseh, it has a level of an Haseh. But that Isser that you have is the original Isur of Eishes Ach, is just in a more modified and reduced form. That's why the Beis Yosef refers to it as Eishes Ach Shalom Mokam Mitzvah, even though in the very next line he tells you it only has the level and the Madrega of Alois Asay. Beis Meir brings a Sharfa Raya to this Yosef from a very Shver Rashi and Daf Nun, which seems to be saying the same thing. And Daf Nun, it's a whole Sugi Mitzvah. You see there that the Gemara discusses a case of a person, Ish, who has two Tzorois that were Neuflois Lefon of Ligibim. Obviously, he's only supposed to be Abim one. The two Tzoros fell to him, so he does Maimer on the first. Maimer is a Kedushin Darabonah that we'll see later, that you give her a ring and you make a Kedushin Darabonah on the first, and if subsequently he's Miyabim the second Isha after having done Maimer to the first one, there's a Din Darabonah that Yibum that he did on the second one, which on the Eraisa level is an absolute Yibum Gomer, and she's Knuyoloi Mamish 100%, but Midarabonah Chazal Masakein to treat it as a weaker Yibum on the Din level of Darabonah, it's called the Bia Psula, and the Gemara discusses the ramifications over there. What the nafke min is of a bia psula are. That's a gzeres chazal. If he does maimer on the first and then switches and does bia yavaman on the second, so it's a weaker kenyan on the second one. Why, says the Gemara? So the Gemara explains it's a gzera
a case that you gave of bi'achar mayimar or to the case of bi'achar bi'ah. In other words, perhaps if a person thinks it's perfectly okay after he did mayimar on the first, because this is the abundant on the first, he'll go ahead and do a bi'as yivamar on the second, he's going to mistakenly think that he can even do a bi'achar bi'ah. He'll be bought on the first one and do a bi'ah gemura on the second, and he'll think that's okay as well, and it'll be over a big aveir, because once he's mi'abim the first, he is a big aveir to mi'abim the second, so therefore they were going there, even the case of bi'achar mayimar, to consider it weak. So Rashi says in Daf Nun over there that if he'll do this terrible act of bi'ah achar bi'ah, then the second one is going to be an HS ach shalom mokom mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. And if Kiva Eger over there jumps on the Rashi, he flies with a tzorah chin and the kedusha of Kiva Eger, says, how could Rashi say to the thing that if you bought on the first tzorah, the first of them, and then you do a bi'ah on the second, it's going to HS ach shalom mokom mitzvah? Avada not, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, we pass like a b'yochanan throughout our whole sugi here in Daf Yud Yud Aleph, and Avada is not going to be more than a chavi lavin or a chavi asay, depending on the different gesoys over here. It's definitely not going to be a chiyuv koras, isha sach mamish. That's the sheet of Rish Lakish in our sugya. We don't go like that. We go like Rabbi Yochanan. So what in the world is Rashi just saying flat out that by a bi'achar bi'ah, which is the case of our Gemara, that's our Gemara, that he's miyabim one isha and he's born the second isha that was nefelas. And the Gemara says we were masik like Rabbi Yochanan. There's definitely no koras on that. It gets reduced. So what's Rashi saying? It's an isha sach. In fact, in the new tefusim, the new print of the Chedusha Vekiva Eger, they bring in the Hagoah on the bottom, and the Sefer Chozois Koshois, that the Sefer Chozois Koshois commented on this, that it seems to him that we have to take out those words entirely from Rashi on Daf Nun, and he says that Rashi on the Rif on Daf Nun doesn't even have those words at all. In other words, that after Bia, Achar Bia, that the second is going to be Eishas Ach, Shleb Mokam Mitzvah, it's a Pella on the Rashi, because Eger is right, because he leaves it with a Kasha, and it can't be, because we don't go like Rish Lakish, instead we go like Rabbi Yochanan, and it's definitely reduced from the level of Eishas Ach, from the level of Chorus. The base mayor, Alpidar Koy, however, says that he believes that Rashi is actually very stark meduyik. That Rashi is going with the same shita as the base Yosef expresses over there in Kuf Samachalif, which is to say that Rashi held that, although it's perfectly true, that once he's miyabim the first, the Isser doesn't come back in Gansen, behold Tokfoy, Klachbi the second one doesn't come back as an Isser Chorus, but the Isser that does come back, which has a level of Alois Esser and Asay, depending on the Gyusa, that is the Isser of Eishas Ashlev and Mokam Mitzah, just a reduced form Isser of Eishas Ach, like we discussed in the Sugi yesterday today, Meila, therefore it's not reduced to a Asay or a La, but in fact it is the old Isser of Eishas Ach, it's not kind of a new Avera, it's exactly what the Beis Yosef says as well. The truth is, we had yesterday the Ramban, it's worth just repeating it briefly, that we discussed the Ramban in the Shikchas Alavin, Mitzvah Yud Dalet, that's in the end of the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam. The Ramban Rechens, he counts the Loisa says that he feels that the Rambam left out. So one of the Loisa says that he feels the Rambam left out is the din of a Shaloi Yivne that we had yesterday, and we have today in the Rishayim, Kevin Shaloi Bono Shov Lo Yivne, that once he didn't do the Binyan, he was Cholitz the first, or whatever it is, so now he was Cholitz, so Kevin Shaloi Bono Shov Lo Yivne, and he's not allowed to be Miyabim her subsequently, he'll have a Bia with her subsequently. And the Ramban writes, and we mentioned this yesterday, that the Ramban says that you should not think that Isser that comes back is the Isser of Eishas Ach, because it's not the Isser of Eishas Ach, and if it would be the Isser of Eishas Ach, in fact, it would be Bekores, because Eishas Ach is always Bekores. Rather, says Ramban, it's in Gansan a totally new Aveira, learned out of the Lo Yivne, which ought to be counted in the count of the mitzvahs, in the opinion of the Ramban, Asher Lo Yivne is Beis Achiv Kevin Shaloi Bono Asher Lo Yivne, and obviously, of course, the Ramban is saying that to justify why he's adding it to the count. If this would be just a modified form of Eishas Ach, why do you add it to the count? Eishas Ach is already reckoned by the Ramban himself, it's counted as one of the Taryag. So the Ramban is making a point of stressing that it's not a modified form of Eishas Ach, rather it's a new din, a new lois has saying once you choil it, so you can't be anymore. This Ramban is head on against what the Beis Meir is being medayik from both the Loshon Beis Yosef and the Loshon of Rashi, that in fact they hold that the Eishas Ach does come back just in a weaker and modified form. And then the Chanami, I mean, according to them, it's really not a new lois saying, wouldn't have been counted in the count, the din of Kevan Shaloi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne. The second point that's relevant here is an important discussion in the Achroinim b'negeh to understanding what the concept of Shlichus of Da'achen and Shlichus of the Tzorois actually means. Remember, this is Rabbi Yochanan Shita that we discussed yesterday and today, that Rabbi Yochanan holds and we paskan like him, that even though you could have a whole bunch of brothers who are all Yevamim and a whole bunch of women who are all Tzoras that were Yevamim, but when one of them does a Yibam or a Chalitza to one man to one woman, so we don't just say it's the one to one and therefore all the others just revert back to Chorus like Rish Lakish, but rather we say that all of them are, so to speak, represented by the Shlichus of the man, all the women are represented by the Shlichus of the one woman, and therefore they're all impacted, and none of them reverts back to be a Din Chorus. This is a difficult idea, this concept of Shlichus. What does it mean? And the basic question is this Shlichus at all comparable to the Shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kula? You could Mekadosh Isha Aydei HaShliach, you could divorce Aydei HaShliach, you could do lots of things Aydei HaShliach, but for Shteitzach over here, if you think about it, there's no actual Shlichus in the classic sense, because if there would be a real Shlichus in the classic sense, and it would come out, Lamashal, that the Yavama, that the person was Miyabim, would actually be connected to all of the Achim altogether. Because the Gemara says, but he's a Shliach for all the Achim. So, I mean, if he's really a Shliach, let him be connected to all of them. Let her be connected to all of them. And likewise, let all the Torahs be connected to all the Achim, because that one Isha is a representative. She's a Shliach of all the Torahs. So none of that is obviously true in any way, shape, or form. Fashtetzach, nobody holds that, you know, that the Kenyan is going to be Nageya outside of that one Isha and the one Isha, the one Yavama and the one Yavama. So ultimately, what does it mean, Shlichus to the Achen and Shlichus to the Tzoros? In what way is there any kind of a Shlichus here at all? Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in the Mishnah of Aaron Simon Tesvov, says an important raid on this point, that he made something which is actually Mestaver, and that is that Rabbi Aaron says that in fact this Gemara has no Shlichus to the classic din of Shlichus Shalom Kamoisai. And there's no Shlichus Shalom Kamoisai over here, which makes perfect sense. I mean, he's not being Liabim the Isha, there's a Shlichus for all the brothers, she doesn't come as Yabemis, and Kono Iknuya to all the Achim as one, of course not. So rather, what does it mean, says Rav Aaron? So Rav Aaron says that this Gemara doesn't mean any Shaychus to the regular din of Shlichus at all. All it means is one point. Lamaisa, says Rav Aaron, imagine, for example, that we have a din that is a Piroi Nachoiv that has to take place, and there's Kamo Bnei Odin that are all Orevs, for example, on the Piroi Nachoiv. So that's not going to have that the Choiv will get paid 5-10 times, of course. The Choiv gets paid once. But if one person will pay the Choiv, so he's taking care of something which was mutal upon all of the Orev, all Tzadamit. So in that sense, he takes care of something, and now it's taking care of a certain Choiv that existed upon all of the Orev beforehand. Likewise, says Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in the case over here, there is a Kloliistic Zika, a collective Zika, which is Matel Adin Yibm Vachalitza, or Yibm Or Chalitza, collectively upon all the Achen and upon all of the Tzoros, and whoever it is, whichever Ish, and whichever Isha, whichever Tzora, Yivama, is going to take care of doing the Yibm or the Chalitza, they're taking care of a choiv, of an obligation that was mutal, that was incumbent upon all of the anoshim and upon all of the noshim. And in Mele, with their act, they impact on the zika that existed for every ish and for every isha, and that's all that the Gemara means, shlichus. So there is no din of shlichus alone, kamoisai. We are not miyaches the maisa in any way, shape, or form, says a baron, that the maisa was done by the one yovam. You're not miyaches to all of the yovams, all the achin. You're not miyaches the maisa was done to the one yovam, to all the tzor. He says, no shlichus alone, kamoisai. He said the shlichus simply means over here there was a kloliistic choiv of taking care of the zika with other yibm, other chalitza that was mutl collectively upon all the achen and mutl collectively upon all the tzores, and by the one person take care of it, they have taken care and therefore impacting on everyone's zika. And the Gemara of Yochanan held it was sufficient to say that, as we tossed a little bit yesterday, that's sufficient to say that the eisha sach doesn't come back b'chol tokfoi, and there's no din chorus even after the yibm or the chalitza is done. That's what Rabbi Aaron Kotler holds. Now, the Sefer Mereshes Moshe over here in Simin Yudches writes, he says that in his opinion, that word of Rabbi Aaron Kotler could actually be used in a Shara Fa'ifin to explain what's a little bit difficult over here in the Lashon of Tosis. See, Tosis over here says, and we quoted this before, that Tosis maskim to Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam said that in our Gemara, the correct girsa is that once the Ish, once the Yavam, is Miyavim, one of the Yavamois, so it's Chal on him, Klapi the Tzorois, Klapi the other women, it's Chal Adin of Kevin, Shaloi Bona, Shav Loi Yiv. Once he wasn't boyne, loy bono shuv loy yivne. There's a little bit of a shveri inyan, says Mereshes Moshe. He points out a richtig azach. If you go with the pashtus of the Gemara, which as we'll see in a second, the Arachinim who do go with it, like we'll see, that they learn that the shlichus over here is not much a shlichus in the maisa, and rather oddly, the Gemara would appear to be saying, according to some Achrenim, like we'll see, that the one isha is like a shlucha of all the noshim, and the one ish is a shlich of all the achim. And in fact, it's kilu the maisa given by the maisa chalitza is being getan by the group of all the anoshim, klape to the group of all the anoshim. If you say that, it's a little bit schwer to understand why it's called Shevin Shkimin Shaloi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne, given the fact that actually, in a certain sense, we look upon all the tzoras as having gotten together to actually perform the mice of Yivne that was done. Even though it was done to the one Isha, and she's the one that begat Knuya, but still, in a collective sense, the mice was done by them all. So what do you mean, Kimin Shaloi Bono? This Isha, in a sense, we have the Nir Shlucha Kamoisoi, actually participated, in a sense, in the Kinyavam that was done, because the Kinyavam that was done wasn't just done to one particular Isha. Was done by Shluchasayah of all the Tzoras, like the Gemara said Beferish and Yudan Abeis. So, what's the Loibana of Loyan? Why is it called Loibana if she was an actual participant in a sense through her Shliach, a participant in the actual Kinyan Vomit? So according to Rav Aaron, it's very good. And by the way, Rav Aaron's vote actually makes very sense and is very logical as well. And it follows from Rav Aaron that actually there was never a Shlucha Kamoisa in any way, and the Gemara never intended to say such a thing. But rather, the correct pshat is that Stam, there was a collective Zikoth, all the Ish, all the Anoshim, and it was actualized and brought to fruition by the one particular Ish and the one Isha, but there was no Shlum Shlichas on the Mice, and it's Taka Richtig, like a Benetam, that will say that Kevon Shaloi Bona, this Isha, this Tzor, did not participate at all in the Binyan, there was no Binyan Klapi here, and then Shuv Lo Yevne. That's what the Meresh as Moshe says. The emes is, and this is a remarkable thing, that the Tshuva is Avni Nezer, and he based himself upon a shtickle in the Noid B'Yehuda from the Sefer Doirish Letzion, which is Roshis of the Noid B'Yehuda, that they actually beferish, they learn the Hedya that there is a din of Shluchas no Kamoisai in the Shluchasayu of the case of Tzoras as well over here. Now the Avni Nezer, when he brings this down from the Noid B'Yehuda, from the Doirish Letzion, he modifies it a bit. It's not negated to us right now to understand the modification, but he does leave intact the basic nekuda, the basic vort, that we are dealing here with a din of Shluch Shalom Kamoisai. And Avnezer goes so far as to ask a basic question based upon that. He says, he gives an example. The Gemara says later on the Flamit Tes, that let's say a Yevama falls to two brothers, and one of them is a Katan and the other one is a Goroil. So the one that's a Katan, the halacha is that he's actually not even able to do Chalitza. That's the din we'll see later on. We learn from Psukim, it says the Lashon of Ish, and therefore the halacha is that a Kotan cannot do Chalitza. But we could have, says the Gemara, that the Gadol will do the Chalitza right away, and he takes care of the entire Zika, and he patters up every one of the bias by having the Gadol do the Chalitza immediately. So, Frektov Tem Davni Nezer, an interesting question. He says, you know, the rule always is by Shlichus that Kol the Ihu Loi Motzi Ovid, Shliach Loi Motzi Mashvi, that the Gemara says in Ksubis that anything that you can't do yourself, you can't make a Shliach to do it. You can only make a Shliach for those things you able to do yourself. So, Frekta Avni Nezer, well, over here, where we have that there's two Yavams, one of them is a cotton and one's a Gadol. The cotton was able to do Chalitza, he can't do it, because that's the Gzeres HaKosev. So, if so, when the Gadol did the Chalitza, L'choyer, he's unable to serve as a Shliach for the cotton. He can't serve as a Shliach for the cotton, because he can't be the cotton Shliach L'choyer, because the cotton himself is not able to do it. If that's the case, then in Lomdus it ought to follow that when the Gadol does the Chalitza, he's not able to serve as a Shliach for the cotton, and the Zikav and the cotton shall still blibe, and he should be required later on, and he gets a Gadol, to do his own Chalitza later, and that's clear in the Sugya and Lamed Tesed. It's not like that. Well, why not? If the whole Lomdus of one brother taking care of for everyone is based on Shlichus, and a cotton can't make a Shliach for what he can't do himself, so in L'chayra, how could it possibly be that the Gadol is going to serve then as the cotton Shliach? So Avni Nezer says that he holds that this Kasha is not a Kasha at all, even though he says clearly that the Lomdus of Shlichuta da Achen really does go to a regular Shluchoi Kamoisoi, it's still not Shver over here, because he says that the problem of called the Iuloi Oti Ovid, Shliach Lamati Mashvi, what you can't do yourself, you can't make a Shliach, that's a din in Hilchos Minoi Shlichos, and the appointing of a Shliach, and the giving over authority to someone to do something for you. So if I have to be a mana and have to give over the Shlichos, then the halacha is that if I can't do it myself, I can't give it over to someone else. Mashenkin over here, Zokte, there's definitely no halacha of Minoi. Nobody ever suggested that all of the different brothers have to get together and formally appoint one single specific brother. He'll do the chalitza for them all. There's no such a thing. Rather, it's an automatic shlichus, zokt the Avni Nezer. That's chal mitzadini ha-toira. The Torah was kaveh automatically. If the first person does the chalitza, he automatically is a stand-in for all the brothers, and he, so to speak, is their shliach. Again, to understand, he's their shliach in the maisa of the chalitza, even though avada, if he would be a yibim, for example, the Kenyan would certainly only be clapping the one person who did it, the one Yavam, just get knuya to them all. But even though it's only a shlichos in the maisa rather than in the chalois, the effectiveness, the kinyan will only be for the one woman, the one man,
But, however, we still look upon it, the act as an act, a group act, as if it was done by all the men clapping all the women. So since it's automatically automatically put into place that way by the Torah, by the Dini HaTorah, therefore there's no din of Shliach Iul Matzi Ovid, Shliach Lamatzi Masha. You don't have that din. He can't make a Shliach for what he can't do himself, because it's a Minu that takes place automatically from the Din HaTorah, and you don't have to make the Minu and be a mana and appoint the Shliach. That's why even a cotton could have a Gadol serve as a Shliach to do the Chalitza, or the Din of Shlucha Kamoisa. That's Avnei Nezer, in other words, although he's getting around the problems with this Pshat of Shlucha Kamoisa, but the Hedya is definitely learning in the Sugi here, not like the Mishnah. Baron is actually two Mahalchim. He's learning that the Maisa Chalitza, or the Maisa given, is as if it was done collectively by them all and received, so to speak, by all the Noshim, even though the Kenyan is only going to be, if it's a Bias Yevamin, that one Ish and that one Isha. Rav Aaron is rejecting this, and Rav Aaron Kotler's vote is actually more mustavre. It's a simple common sense that Rav Aaron is learning there's no shum shlichus in the maisa of the yibum or the maisa of the chalitza, but rather the shlichus of the achen, shlichus of the tzoros, and the gemara simply means that you're taking care by your action of a collective obligation that was collectively obligated by all of the brothers and also by all of the tzoros. Let's move on to the next sugya of Tzoras Soita, which is a big sugya. The Gemara quotes Rav, that Rav said that Tzoras Soita Asura because Tumo Ksiv Bo Ka'arayos. So a Soita is an Isha who is Mezana al Baila. She was Mezana and she became Asura al Baila, like we'll talk about. And the halacha is, what happens if the husband dies? And now she's Nefeles Liyibim to the Yavim. So the halacha is that not only is the Soita herself going to be Osir to the Yavim, but even her Tzora, the co-wife, is also going to be Osir to the Yavim as well. Tzora Soita Asura. And the reason is because by Soita, it says a Lashon of Tumo, like we'll talk about later, the source for this, the expression of Tumo by the Soita. Just like by Arayos, it says a Lashon of Tumo, Al Titamu Ubuchol Eila. And Mela, therefore, we connect the two and we say that just like an Erev of Pater Zetzora and Asad the Tzora to the Yavim, so the Meila, the Tzora Soita, is Osir as well. Because by Soita, it says a Lashon of Tuma. Even though the Gemara says a Lashon that Tzora Soita is Asura, which could perhaps leave intact the suggestion that maybe Rav only meant to say that the Tzora Soita is not a lot of Mesiyah Benes, but maybe she's Chuletzes, perhaps the Zika is not totally gone from the Tzora Soita and she will need Chalitza, that just says Asura. But Tosis tells us, and he quotes Rashi to this effect as well, that Rashi and Tosis say that the real pshat in Rav is that the Tzora Soita is totally potter from Gansen, from the Zika. She has no din of Yibum and no din of Chalitza, not the Soita and not the Tzora. Both of them are totally Muteris L'shuk, which is actually the din of an Erva Gemura, a true Erva. It should be a Chois Isha, whatever it is. She would pat the Tzora and Gansen. And the same is true about the Soita, because we apply Lagami this din of Tumak Sivbok Arayas. On the one hand, the din of Tumak Arayas perhaps imply that way, that it's like an Erva Gemura. On the other hand, since the Soita is not at all a Chi of Krisas clapping her own original husband, and therefore L'chor, the din Soita doesn't generate any reason why she should have a chiyuv krisus klapi the yavam either. So it's actually a very big chiddush to say that it's mafkia the zika in total, and therefore to say that the tzora soita is mamish totally in ganzen mutl ashuk, the zika is totally poka, such a thing is a huge chiddush given that the low level nature of the isur of soita. So we have to talk a little about that, amitz Hashem. But akopana, the rishonim do bring down a number of rayos that is the kavon of the Gemara, like Rashi and Tosfos say, that the Gemara really, Rav meant to say that the tzora soita is totally osir. One raya discussed by the Rashba over here is that the Gemara on Daf Gimel on the Beis, earlier when it's discussing the Chomesh Esrei Noshim, that's our Mishnah on the Beis, Chomesh Esrei Noshim, 15 women that they patted at Tzoros, and etc., etc. So the Halacha, Men HaChalitza Umen HaYivim, they patted on Chalitza and from Yivim, that the Gemara over there says that according to Rav, there should L'chayra have been another case as well of Tzora Soita. The Gemara actually tainas that according to Rav, it really should be listed in addition to the 15 Noshim, and the Gemara gives the Teretz over there why the Mishnah didn't list Rav's case of Tzora Soita. Hakapana, the Rashba says that the Raya Mufuresh is over there, that when Rav said that Tzora Soita is Asura, he meant that she's Potter Chalitza and Yibim, because otherwise it would never have fit at all into the Mishnah on the Beis. And the Mishnah on the Beis is talking about Chomesh Esrei Noshim, the Potter, the Tzoras, and Chalitza and Yibim. It Potters totally the Tzoras. If this case wouldn't totally Potter and just leave a Din Chalitza intact, it wouldn't have a cash at all on the Gimel. That's one point, a very stark Raya. There's another strong Raya from the Ramban over here in the Mechamis, from the Gemara on the very bottom line here. The Gemara asks the question that if you have a case
case of a Saita, that she was Nichnasa Imil Aseisa, so she was Mesiachli with the potential boil, and she is Shasa Imil, etc., etc. The halacha is that the husband will now die in Mace, Choyletzes, Veloy Mesia Bemes. So the halacha is that what? That this Saita is only going to have Din Chalitza, but she won't be able to do a Yibum. And that's the mission in Saita. I got the Gemara answer for a cash over here, because the tenet that according to Rav, that's the pastor of the Gemara, according to Rav, she should be totally gola free, Lashok, because Tammy Tumak Sivba Karayoi, so why is the Torah Chiletz at all? And why is the Saita Chiletz? So, really, it's another Rayo over here that the Kavana of Rav was to say that both the Saita and the Torah as well are not Chiletz and not Mesiabois, they're totally free because Azik is Poka. So, why the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Sugi in Saita where it says that she does need Chiletz, and the Gemara, of course, answers, like we'll see, that that's a Saita Safek over there in Saita, Mesech the Saita, we're talking about a Saita Vadai, right? That's the distinction that the Gemara makes, that by a suffix site it is still a din chalitza, a site of vaday, there won't even be a din chalitza like we'll see. But those are starker rayas that the kavana of Rav is that the case of Saita, where she, you know that she was Mazana al Bailo, she's a site of vaday, she's Potter and Gansen, she and Padas at Sarah from needing either chalitza or give them at all. Tosis over here explains this distinction between Soita Vadai, which has a din of pattering in Gansen, the Yibam and the Chalitza, or the Soita Safik, which does not patter in Gansen, that the Gemara makes the Chiluk on the Afir Alpha base. The Tosis explains that that's based on the idea that the din of Tumah, Ksivbo, Ka'arayo, is that it says Lashon of Tumah by a Soita and equates her to an Erva that's only said in the Torah by a Soita Vadai, and the Torah never says a din of Tumah Ka'arayo by a Soita Safik. So therefore, the Tumah Ka'arayo is the Mocker is the source to pater her in Gansin from Zika and to pater the Tzor from Zika, but you don't have that whole source at all. But again, to the Soita Safek, that you don't know if she's a Soita, a suspected Soita, you don't have. The Torah doesn't say to Makarayas on that, and therefore she's not Potter from the Zika and will need a Chalitza. Fractoisvis, I and Tzvurim, Esach the Soita, that once they had the Yichud, the forbidden Yichud, and she became a Soita Safek, clapping the potential boil. So the din is that she's a surah. The Gemara actually says in Masech the Saita, she's a surah, this Baal, the boil, and the Truma. Three different Isurim. In other words, she's also live with her husband, she's also live with the potential suspected boil, and she's also in Truma, if she's an Ashish Kayan, she'll be also in Truma from that point on. And what's the reason? So the Gemara brings down that it says three times in the passage over there in Pashas Nosoi, when it discusses the suspected Saita, that the Nitma, the Nitma, the Nitma, it says three times the Nitma, the Nitma, and therefore the three times the Nitma is Echad Lebal, the Echad Lebal, the Echad Lechuma. Those three times will tell me these three surim. She's also to her husband, she's also to the suspected boil, and she's also also to Chuma. The fact Taisis, this is a very schwer thing, because now you see clearly in the Sechta Saita, on the Chof Ches and Dekimor, that the Pasuk of Tuma is written in the context of a Saita Safik as well. This is the Saita Safik we're talking about, the suspected Saita. She becomes also the Baal and the boil and the Chuma, because three times it says Venitma three times. It is clear, the Chaira, that the Torah refers with the Lashon of Venitma even to a case of Saita Safik, contrary to what you're saying in our Gemara, that the din of Tumah Ka'arayos is only by a Saita Vadai. Answers Taisis, that for this, we have the special Lashon, the special expression that the Gemara uses in Masechta Saita, called Safek Kevadai. The Gemara says, Magid Locho HaKosav, Sha Safek Asura Kevadai. The Lashon HaPasuk over there is, V'nister Avahin Etzmor. In other words, that she had a Yichud, after the husband warned her not to have a Yichud, she was Miyachid with a suspected boil. V'nister Avahin Etzmor. Does that mean that you know for sure that she was more, and you don't know that at all, that's why she's going to drink later. But upon him, the Torah is telling you that this Lashon of Ahin more that the Safek is Asura Kevarai. So the Torah says, even though the MS is that the Lashon of Tumah is really only used for the Vadai Saita. However, what we're telling you is that this suspected Saita should be treated like she would be a Vadai, even though she's not, this Safek Saita is not the person the Torah is referring to when it says Lashon of Tumah. The Torah is referring to the Vadai Saita, who was Vadei Zinsa, and it says Lashon of Tumah. Despite that, the context of the Pasuk in Nosoi indicates to us that we should treat her L'chumra like she'll be a Vadei with regard to the three halachas of Asa to her own husband, Asa to the boil, and Asa in Shuma as well. But, Zok Taisis, if Taka is halacha by a Safik Saita, that a Safik is also like a Vadei, maybe we should apply the rule of Safik Vadei to our Sugya and Yevamah Daf Yud Aleph as well, and say that we should undermine the whole distinction that our Gemara makes between a Safik Saita and a Vadei Saita in terms of pattering herself and her tzara from Zikas Yevamin. Just like it's clear in Rav in the Gemara over here,
Nerevada Soita does succeed in patting herself and her tzora from Zika entirely. You don't even need a chalitza. So maybe we should say the same thing about a suffix Soita also. Not like the Gemara here. Maybe we should say that a suffix Soita really is suffix Avadai and does pater Ngansen herself and her tzora from the chalitza. So Tosfos says there's two answers. The one answer, the first answer of Tosfos is that it's only Lahachmir. Dafka Lahachmir also hakos of suffix Kevadai. Veloi Lahachel Lepoitra Beloi Chalitza. Only to come to say a chumra does the Torah give you a din of safek kevadai when it tells you a chumra, not when it will say a kolo. That's the din. The Torah only gives a din of safek kevadai to say stringencies, not to say leniencies. And Mail over here, since if she's going to get totally out of having to need a chalitza or a yibim, and her tzara will get totally out of the zika entirely, that's going to end up being a leniency. For the purpose of saying leniency, the Torah does not give us any right to apply the rule of safek kevadai, and therefore that's why when you get to our Gemara, it's going to be a leniency. We're not meikel, and we say that a safek soita needs to have chalitza, her or her tzara. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Then Tosfos goes on and he says a second teretz. The second teretz is that even though it's true that there is a din of safek kevadai benegeya to a safek soita, a doubtful soita, and takashi gets, we treat her like it says in her lashon of tumah, but the lois say of tumah, like we'll see in Mitzvah Shem coming up, that there's a lois say in the morning of the base brings a lois say for tumah for a soita, lo yuchal bala harishin etc. achri esheru tamal, like we'll see that he can't take her back, the husband can't take her once she's mistame, she becomes tame. She defiles herself with this nus. So that special loisa say lo yuchal, the loisa say is only gezogt, says Tosfos, in a vanei soita and not by a suffix soita. So it comes out that the regular din of tumah we have by suffix soita as well, but the special din that it should be treated as a loisa say bamish that you only have by the case of a vanei soita, and only by the vanei soita which has a loisa say of tumah, that's the kind that's compared to arayos, because arayos obviously all have their own loisa says and they're called the tumah. So therefore consequently only the soita Vadi, where the lois has say with the tumah, she is the one who's compared to tumah ka'arayas, and therefore patas the zika, no need for chalitza. Soita safik is treated as a tumah. She's called tumah in the Torah, and she's also labal, also laboil, also latruma, but she's not going to be compared to arayas because she doesn't have the lois has say. This is the two terutzim of Tosfos. Reb Naftali Trop here in the Chedushei HaGranat works on trying to figure out what the Nekudas HaMachloikis is between the two Tzedodim of Tosfos. In other words, why is it that the first Teretz of Tosfos had to say this very concrete and specific idea, which is a din of Safek Kevadai by a Soita to treat her as a Tmei with a Tumah? Safek Kevadai only is said when it generates Chumras, like Asering HaLabal and Asering LaTumah, but it's not said when it generates Kulas, like Patrim Chalitza, whereas apparently the second Teretz of Tosfos didn't need that answer and didn't have to come onto it. We could say Safek Avadev Akula and for Chumra, but it won't have the special quality of a Lois HaSei, and therefore it won't have the din of Tumah Ka'arayas to Pata from the Zika. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So Rav Tolly explains this with the Yesoid, the principle that he brings down for Reb Chaim Brisker, which he brings it down more b'kitzur. So we actually have it printed in the Chedushei HaGrach, the Stegrach, Reb Chaim Stencil Al Hashas, in Mesechta Soita on Daf Chov Zayin. Over there, Reb Chaim is oimed on a basic point discussed by the Mephoreshim. Why is there a need for three different tumas to tell me by the suffix saita that she's also the baal and she's also the boil, she can't live with the husband and suspect the boil and also the truma? Really, lachara, you don't need to say it three times. There were tumas to tell me these three dinim. All you have to do is say it once, and that would be a gilui milsa that she's treated suffix avadai and she's treated like she'd be a vadai saita, like we would, as if we would know that she was mezana. And then automatically, you know that a vadai saita, that you know that she was mezana. We have sources, other sources for this concept that she's also the baal and the boil and the truma. Those will know that anyway. So why do I need to have a special pasuk telling me this thing, the three times tuma, by this case of the suffix soita? And Reb Chaim answers that from here we see soit, that the idea of suffix kevada by a soita does not mean, says Reb Chaim, that we treat this woman as if we would know for sure that she was vadai zinsa. And therefore, every suffix soita, suffix kevada would tell us, we give her the din of the vadai soita. Treat her as the same din as the vadai soita. That is not what suffix kevada means, says Reb Chaim. Rather, what suffix kevada means is that Torah created a new din of suffix soita, but the dinim of the suffix
Nezek Soita are so severe that they're considered to be treated as a Vadai Dinim. In other words, really a Safek Soita and a Vadai Soita are two different cases addressed separately by the Torah in two separate ways. There's Safek Soita and there's Vadai Soita. But it happens to be that we don't give any leniencies to the Safek Soita by saying it's just a Chashash B'Alma, we don't really know if anything happened, then why should we be Choshish? We don't say any of that. Rather, we take the Safek Soita and give her the din that we would give a Vadai Parsha in the Torah, and the Safek Soita becomes therefore very severe. But as severe as it might be, it's not the same thing as a Vadai Soita. We do not know whether the Safek Soita was really Zinso or not. She just has her din, which would give him B'teres Vadai by the Torah, and she's not the same as the din of the Vadai Soita. And Melu said, that explains why you have to have three separate psukim, and you cannot have one Pasuk, one Vinit Mazda Gilim Milsa to the others, because there's no Gilim Milsa to be had. We are not, in fact, saying that every suspected Soita is really treated like she would be a Vadai, and like we would know 100% that she was Zinso. We're not saying that. We're saying we're giving her a new parsha, and maybe that new parsha only has an Issa Baal, maybe it only has an Issa Baal, maybe it only has a Truma. You don't know. It's a totally new thing, a new passage. And therefore, we need to have the three Vinitimas to tell me the parameters of the new parsha that they ask of the Baal and the Baal and the Truma. All these are in the new din of the new Issa of Safek Soita. That's what Reb Chaim explains in Masechta Soita. So it says on that, in Rav Tolly, that it appears to him that that Mahalach of Reb Chaim depends on the two. The two derochim of Tosis over here. Reb Chaim fits, in other words, very well with the second derech, but it does not appear that the first derech of Tosis agrees with him. Because the second derech of Tosis says that although there is a din of Safek Avadai, we treat the Safek Soita like she be Avadai, she still does not have the special loisa saying that the Torah says about Avadai Soita, like we'll talk about, Layucha Baal Harishain, Loshu Lakachta, Tachre Sheri Tamor. So that loisa, say Layucha, that was only said by Avadai Soita, and it wasn't said by Safek, why would I make this spalt? Why should I make that split that Tosis is making? Why don't I say that the Safek Soita is treated like you would know for sure that she was Avadai Zin? So in the Meila, she gets the loisa say of the Avadai Soita. It doesn't say in the Gemara and Soita, Safek Kevadai, Rav Tolly, this is a good support for Reb Chaim Brisker's Yesoid. That in fact, although it does say Safek Kevadai, that does not mean that the Safek Soita is treated like the Vadai, like as if we knew that she was the Vadai Soita, then you give her the Lois Sasei. Tolly is saying, we don't give her the Lois Sasei, we treat her independently and separately with a separate parasha of Safek Soita, we're just giving her a Chomerdika parasha, treating that parasha itself, the new passage of Safek Soita, with Vadai type Zinim. So therefore, it doesn't have any Lois Sasei, which is only given to the Soita Vadai. So that fits well with Reb Chaim's Yisoid. However, the first Teretz of Taisas didn't agree with Reb Chaim's Yisoid and held that the concept of Safek Vadai in Masechta Soita means that we treat every Safek Soita as if she would be known to have been Zinsa and she were known to be the Vadai Soita. That's what Safek Soita means. And Mela, therefore, the first Teretz of Taisas was taka very bothered. How could you possibly say, you won't be able to say what we're saying in the second Derech, as saying that the Lois Hasei was only said by a Vadai. What does that mean? The Lois Hasei was said by a Vadai, so Meilu was also said by a Safik, if Safik Avadai is going to kick in. So now I'm going to have that you treat the Safik like you would know for sure. So give it the din of the Vadai, give it a Loisa. I say, why not? So that's why Tosis' first Teret has to say a different Teret. He has to say that the din of Safik Avadai was given with limitations. It only was said because it generates chumris and not where it generates leniencies. And since applying it by the parish of Tumaka Arayo, so that was so you generated leniency, it would pat to her and her Tzora from even from Chalitza and from Zika and Gansen. Therefore, the din of Safik Avadai wasn't said. That's because the first Teret Tosis does not hold like Reb Chaim in Masechta Soita, and it holds that Safek Vadai fundamentally, where it is said, it tells her to treat it like mamish, like the Vadai Soita. So we have to make sure that the case of Safek Soita won't have this Safek Vadai concept as far as Tumaka Arayas, because if it will have it, then she'll have the Lois Hasei and she'll be totally Potter Min Hazika. All of this is the Derech of Tosis, which is followed by some others as well, which is that based on the reading of our sugya, Tosis Mechalik, a very sharfa and clear-cut chiluk between a known Vadai Zinsa al Bailo, which is that our sugya tells us that she'll be Potter Min Chalitz and Yibim and Pater the Torah as well, whereas if you would just have a case of a suspected Zinsa al Bailo, then she would not be potter from the Zika, and she would need to have Chalitza. The Rosh over here brings down the Shitas HaRavid, which is some considerable discussion about this Ravid, that the Ravid does not paskin that there is any distinction whatsoever between a Safek Soita and a Soita Vadai. The Ravid Shita, by the way, as we'll see, is that he holds that both the Vadai Soita and the Safek Soita both do require Chalitza. And his opinion is that although the Safek Soita will pater the Tzora, she still will need Chalitza, chalitza or the Torah will need chalitza, you're not exempt from chalitza. That's the Ravid. Now, to understand this Ravid, you have to know the Gemara in Masechta Saita that the Ravid quotes. The Ravid brings down the Gemara and Masechta Saita Daf Hei. The Saita Daf Hei is clearly, by the way, talking about a suffix Saita. That's the whole context that's going back on the Mishnah, which is clearly talking about a suffix Saita. The husband warned her, Altisteri and Pliny, and she went ahead and she was Mesiacha with Pliny, and she's a suffix suspected Saita. And the Mishnah says that in Beis Chalitzes, if the husband will now die, so she'll have to have chalitza from the yavam, and she won't be able to have yavam. Fret the Gemara. The Masechta Saita Daf Hei. Fret the Gemara. Amai tisya beim nami yavumi. What's stopping her from even having a yibum? Good, she's a suffix Saita, but what's the problem to the yavam? She mutter the yavam. What will let her be Mesiyah Bemes as well? So Rabbi Yosef said, Adrosha, the yotzen yibesai v'holcha v'ois lish acher v'loi the yavam. An interesting drosha of Rabbi Yosef, that the pasuk in context talks about a isha who's suspected of Saita, and it says she goes to an ish acher, la acher v'loi le yavam. So acher v'loi yavam, she's not mutter to the yavam, she's also to the yavam. Frecht of them the Gemara, omalei abaye, elamei ato chalitza nami loi tiboyi. If that's the case, and Taka was saying that she's aser asura to the yavam because she's a suspected Saita, so she should not even need chalitza. Chalitza nami loy teboy. She's totally, she'd be mufka and gansen from the yavam. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef answered, no, you can't say that. Why? Because if the husband would still be alive, ilu isalabal, miloy boy get, if the husband would stay around, she would need a get from him, right? The fact that she's a suspected Saita, mizana al baila, is not going to mafkia his kedushin and gansen. She doesn't go free without a get, she has to receive a get. So therefore, likewise, when he's dead and the ishas extends to the yavam, we also require the same thing. It has to, he's not around, she needs a chalitza from the yavam. This is the sugya Masechta Saita Daf Hei that the Ravid quotes. Now, pashtus, that sugya is really talking about a case of a suffix Saita, which is actually the pshutoy of the whole Gemara there. And the Mishnah, we're discussing a suspected Saita. And therefore, like some Rishonim speak out, the Rosh speaks it out, that there really ought to be no steer at all between this sugya by us, which says that what? That a Saita doesn't even need chalitza, or neither her nor her tzara, from the yavam, and the sugya over there, Masechta Saita Daf Hei, which says the opposite, that a Saita does need to receive chalitza. The Rosh says, Bemis and Ishtok and Stira, what's the contradiction? Our Gemara is talking about a Saita Vadai, and that Gemara is explicitly talking about a Saita Safek. It's like Taisa says, a Saita Vadai is Potter altogether from chalitza and yavam, and the sugya over there is talking about a Saita Safek, and therefore not Potter. However, the Rosh says that the Ravid, for some reason, missed this distinction, apparently, between Safek Saita and Vadai Saita, and therefore what the Ravid says is that sugya the Shmaitin, there's a Raya from the sugya, says the Ravid, that we don't make any distinction between a suffix Saita and a Vadei Saita, and in all cases we always do require Chalitza if she wants to go free from the Yavam. The Ravid paskins that even by a Vadei Saita, and the Rosh says that this Ravid fact flies in the face of the entire pashtus of a whole sugya, like we just discussed before, the Raya is that it's clear in our sugya that a Vadei Saita is totally potem and azika, she does not even need Chalitza. So what shot of the Ravid, how could the Ravid say that, no, the sugya, the Shmaitin is, the Raya from the sugya is, that all kinds of Saitas, even a Saita Vadai, does in fact need to have Chalitza. Rosh says that the Ravid was relying upon the sugya in Saita Daf Hei, where over there it says that a Saita needs Chalitza. The Ravid understood that that means all Saitas need Chalitza, even Saita Vadai, and from there the Ravid paskin, based on that sugya, that even a Saita Vadai needs Chalitza. And this, the Achroinim jump on this, Ravid, and they jump on the Rosh, and they say, where is supposed to be the Raya from the sugya in Masechta Saita, that even the Saita Vadai needs to have Chalitza? The Gemara over there is not at all talking about a Saita Vadai. So what's your Raya? The Gemara is clearly talking about a Saita Safek, and fine, it says that she needs a Chalitza. Where's the steerer to our Suga? Our Suga also indicates a distinction between Saita Vadai and Saita Safek, and Saita Vadai is a special din, Tumaka Raya, and she potter from Chalitza. Where is the Raya in Masechta Saita if I carried from this? So Shmuel Lozovsky says on this, a Sharfa Vort in Simon Zion. Shmuel Lozovsky says that the Pshat over there is like this. If you examine very carefully the sugya there in Masechta Saita, so the Gemara goes through a calculation about a Saita Safek, not a Saita Vadai, a Safek. It says over there that the Saita Safek, first of all, it says, Avada, she's Asura to the Yavam. Definitely also to him, because Achav to the Yavam, so she's for sure also to the Yavam. Then it says, Yehochi Chalitza Nami Loiti Boy, she should not even need Chalitza. Frekta Shmuel Zosky, one second, what do you mean she shouldn't need Chalitza? Why in the world should she not need Chalitza? So what was the kasha of the Gemara once he determined that the Isoita is Asura to the Yavam? When did we come with the kasha all of a sudden that she should be pater even from Chalitza? It doesn't make sense. Mechtesi. Why should I pater her from Chalitza? So she's also to him, but she's not pater from the Zika. Let her need to have a Chalitza at least. The Gemara says, no, she should be pater. And the Gemara comes up with a new Smara that since the original marriage, the original husband isn't Pakash, needs a get, so therefore the Zika to the Yavam isn't Paka either. Zoktim Shmuel Zofki is from Dira Raya that the Ravid found over there, a Raya from that Sugya, that the Gemara understood that the moment that we're going to say that this Isha has a special Yachas to the Yavam, that she's an Asura to the Yavam, that the din of Safek Vade would kick in and would treat her like she's a Vadei Saita. In other words, the Gemara over there was naming on that not like Tosha says over here that Safek Vade is only to get the Truma and etc. The Gemara was naming on that Safek Vade would kick in even Benegea to the din of treating her like an Erva Klapi the Yavam, that just like a Vadei Saita is an Erva Klapi the Yavam and Potter from Zika, so too even the Safek Saita should be treated like a Safek Vade, and that's why the Gemara wakes up at that point and says, you know what, so then let her not even need Chalitza. The moment that she's treated Klapi the Yavam as a Saita, so even though she's only a Safek, it doesn't matter, we should say Safek Vade and Taka Pater from Chalitza. So then on that, the teretz of the Gemara is going to go on both Saita Safek and Saita Vade, because the whole Kasha was based on the assumption that even the Saita Safek, in the Sugya and Saita's opinion, is treated like a Saita Vade because of Safek Vade. That's why we asked on the Saita Safek that she put them Chalitza. So the Gemara doesn't answer, well, you made a mistake, and of course she needs Chalitza. That's not the teretz. The teretz is because this Zikas Yevamin is a Hemshech of the original connection with the marriage of the Baal. And since the marriage of the Baal is not Poka and it doesn't vanish, so therefore, likewise, the Zikas Yevamin doesn't Poka and doesn't vanish either, and she needs Chalitza. If that's the teretz, and the teretz goes on a case of the Isha as a Saita Safek, that the din was to treat her like a Vadai, and that's why the Gemara was asking, let her be part of Chalitza. So then the Gemara's teretz is going back on both Saita Safek and Saita Vadai, and from there the Ravid learned up the aside that he took out of the Sugya and Saita Hey, that both Saita Safek and Saita Vadai both need Chalitza, and that's how the Ravid paskins against what emerges from this Sugya. All of that is the Shitas HaRaivid based upon the Sugya over there in Soita. Toisus is Shita, which is based on the Sugya here, and he names on that it stems in all the Sugyas. That Toisus says that by a Soita Vadai, we do not apply the concept that what? That the Gemara expresses in Soita Dafhei, that since for the original husband she would need a get to get out of it, so who are then to get out of the Zika to the Yavam, she'll also need a Chalitza to get out of the Yavam. We do not say that. Rather, we say that Tuma Ka'arayos kicks in, and Tuma Ka'arayos tells us that a Zika is in Gansen Poka. And this is a Yesoid, which I'll just explain briefly, a Yesoid from both the Koivitz Ha'oros and the Kilis Yankiv. And both of them are masbir the following point. They say that Toisus Havana was that Tumo Ka'arayos, that's as it's applied in our Sugya, was a din that was said special to the Yavam specifically, and the Torah did not say that a Soita has a din Tumo Ka'arayos clapping her own husband. There's a Gevissa Bazunder, a special din, there's a din Tumo Ka'arayos that a Soita has Klapi the Yavam, so that she did not miss Yachis to her husband with the special quality of Tumah Ka'arayos with the whole Loisase and everything. Rather, that the special Loisase and the Tumah Ka'arayos was set special with the Yachas to the Yavam, and that's why, even though to her original husband Nechanami, she still was married and she would need to get out of him, but when it comes to the Yachas to the Yavam, that's specifically impacted by the special din of Tumah Ka'arayos, and that in turn does not need any Zika at all. The Kilis Yankov explains that the emes is that this is a simple calculation, a simple cheshbon, because if there would have been a din of Tumah Ka'arayos that every Soita Vada would have relative to her original husband, the din would have been, in fact, that the marriage would vanish at the moment of the znus, and he would not need a get in order to divorce her. And then, in fact, that is not the halacha. Right? The din is clear, and the Gemara actually discusses this point later in Yevamos and Daf Mem Test. The Gemara makes an issue out of it, that in fact by a Soita Lebaila, the halacha is that we do not have a special din comparable to an Erva in any way, and we do not say that somehow the Tfisa's position will now vanish because she's treated like an Erva, and therefore her marriage to her husband vanishes and she's always married without even needing a get. The Gemara says we do not say that. Rather, there's a special din in the Torah that her marriage to her husband remains, says the Gemara, and therefore says the Kehillas Yankiv that if that's the case, that's a Gilui, that the din Tumah Ka'arayos wasn't said relative to her original original marriage to original husband. So where was the din tumah ka'araya said? The lashon of tumah in the pasuk that compares it to an erva that says alti tamu by the araya. That is special klapei her relation to the yavam. So you can't extrapolate by the case of a soita vadai as the Gemara does in Masechta Soita, that to say that, well, the original husband she needs again, so she'll certainly need a chalitza get out of the yavam. By soita vadai we're going to say not like that, because we'll say we have a new din of tumah ka'araya that was said specifically klapei the yavam and wasn't said klapei the husband. And that new din of tumah ka'araya for a soita vadai is going to tell us that klapei the yavam she's treated like an erev gemurah that can't have any tfisa zika, which is why Tosis comes out. It's like the stapler that Tosis says that a soita vadai is potter and gansen for yavam and chalitza has no shaychas to the sugya in Masechta Soita that's talking about soita safek and says that she needs a chalitza from the yavam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.